RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews The Night Before, now playing in area theaters.
Nostalgia for 30-somethings appears to be gaining a foothold in the Hollywood creative sector. Earlier this year, Pixels reminded us of spending all of our quarters in the arcade on push-button first-generation video games. Now, The Night Before cobbles together three gentlemen in their mid-30s, realizing they are too busy with family and life to hang out with their friends, and sets them on a funny, predictable, and absolutely filthy last hurrah. Reminiscent of the recent A Very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas, and most other It All Happens in One Night narratives, The Night Before fails to break any new ground in the comedic subgenre, glorifying the lewd, crude, and disgusting. But for those of us who like to see completely offensive material every now and again, the film checks that box. Director and co-writer Jonathan Levine claims the story's foundation is autobiographical. He would go with friends sporting ugly Christmas sweaters to karaoke joints, Chinese restaurants, and check in with his old high school drug dealer during the holidays. This is the same tradition Ethan, played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Isaac, played by Seth Rogen, and Chris, played by Anthony Mackie, enjoy every Christmas Eve. In 2015, however, Isaac and Chris are ready to end the annual debauchery, because they are on the verge of fatherhood and fame, respectively. Ethan remains stuck, and either unable or unwilling to advance both in his personal and professional situations. Other than this Christmas Eve being the group's last karaoke and bar-hopping extravaganza, this time around is also the most important, because the fellas come into possession of something they have been searching for since the beginning, tickets to New York City's most exclusive and premier party, the Nutcracker Ball. Hosting all the drinks and drugs your body may consume, the Nutcracker Ball caters to the sports and entertainment elite, a bar too high for our three protagonists. After Ethan's sticky fingers procure the hard-to-get tickets, the idea and successful execution of the Nutcracker Ball shuttles the plot safely forward. Speaking of drugs, there are narcotics aplenty. Isaac's very pregnant wife, played by Jillian Bell, gifts him with a grab bag full of uppers and downers, an assortment which would make Hunter S. Thompson do a double take. Isaac has been out of the casual drug intake business for a while, because he unwisely chases some potent mushrooms with a vial of coke, some ecstasy, and a continuous flow of booze, hoping they will all counteract one another. While tripping in the bathroom, he records a cell phone video regarding his doubts about fatherhood and what should happen with the fetus that may become a cult classic segment for the next generation of 30-somethings. The drugs are also the reason for most of the memorable gags, including cocaine noseblood, spicing a cocktail, and emptying the contents of one's stomach in the middle of midnight mass while declaring the innocence of the Jews and the murder of Jesus Christ. These shenanigans are not the most egregious things I've seen in blue comedies, but they at least come in on par with their predecessors. Other over-the-top episodes include graphic public restroom sex, in-depth discussion of and shots of penis photos, and Isaac accidentally recreating the crucifixion of the Messiah. Not everything hits its mark. Chris has an out-of-place extended chase scene with a woman determined to be a Christmas Grinch, acting out well-known holiday villains, including Die Hard's Hans Gruber and Home Alone's Sticky Bandits. Ethan has a few run-ins with his ex-girlfriend, played by Lizzie Kaplan, that doesn't add up to much, and Isaac's full-on slide into drugged-up oblivion starts to get on our nerves. The more enjoyable supporting characters are Mindy Kaling, who unfortunately imbibes a unique cocktail, Tracy Morgan as the opening rhyming narrator, and a morose, reflective Michael Shannon, who may be more than he appears. I laughed hysterically at some of the craziness on screen, but the all-too-familiar character arcs and sudden realizations on how to get their respective lives back on track is stale and mostly endured. Paraphrasing one of the taglines, "The night where three boys become three wise men," is the same old comedy crutch we've seen in countless solve-all-your-problems-in-one-crazy-day-slash-night experience. While my age group will recognize the fascination with Nintendo 64's GoldenEye and the audacity of playing Kanye's Runaway on the FAO Schwartz foot keyboard, I do not believe too many other age groups will relish and take away any lingering memories from The Night Before. There are a couple cameos from very famous people sprinkled throughout, but we're here for the three guys and their party. It turns out the Big Bang was mostly hype. That is why I give The Night Before 2 out of 4 stars.
The Night Before is rated R, now playing at Regal Largo Mall 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 cinemas. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.